My name is William Lewis Hornbuckle Jr., and I am here with my beautiful wife, Karenia Hornbuckle, and we're having our kickoff podcast for the Real Answers for Real Issues. We're going to be talking about marriage and relationships, and we have some questions. We're going to go back, since this is our first podcast together, we have three questions. My wife is kind of peeking at them, looking ahead of time at the questions I'm going to ask, but we're going to tag team and give real answers to some questions that has helped us be married for 16 years. So go ahead, honey, introduce yourself, and I'm going to get ready for the first question.
Hi, everyone. This is Karenia.
All right. So, Karenia, my first question is, and I know we've been through 16 years of marriage, and throughout our 16 years of marriage, it's not always been easy. We've had some good times, we've had some rough times, and especially early on, when we first were married, we had some arguments and we had some disagreements. And I know for me how I started to deal with arguments and disagreements, and I'm going to share that. But my question to you is, since we've not been perfect our whole relationship and we have had arguments, what is the best way that you handle disagreements? What is the best way you solve and you end disagreements? So how do you deal with disagreements with your partner, your spouse? What would you say from a woman's perspective in how to deal with disagreements and arguments?
Well, I would definitely have to say pick and choose your battles. Everything is not worth arguing over. There are things in your relationship that you can prioritize that may be really, really important to you, that you may really want your spouse to come on board and agree with, or even just listen. And I would start there with just really trying to talk and get your point across. But even in arguing, you always want to come to the table with an attitude of a conversation. And if you feel like it's going to escalate or it's not going anywhere, be wise and just end it and walk away or stop it. Maybe you need to, you know, change the scene a little bit. Maybe you need to spark the conversation in a different way. But you kind of already know in advance if it's not well received, if the other partner is getting upset, you're not going to get anything resolved in that way. So my advice would be definitely to pick and choose your battles. Have an attitude of a conversation instead of an argument. And it's okay to disagree. I think oftentimes people want to get their point across. But if your partner doesn't agree with you, it's okay. You've stated what you want to talk about. You've had a good attitude about it. And if you both disagree, then disagree and walk away knowing that you put it on the table. And then pray about it. And just if it's really still on your heart and it's something you want changed, then pray about it and ask God to show your partner your heart's desire. So that's how I would personally recommend people to deal with disagreements.
So that's what you've been doing to me all these years.
Basically,
that's how you've been selling arguments for me. You've been picking and choosing. Yes, that is true. I really have found out it's really hard to argue when you're arguing by yourself. And I can definitely vouch that she does pick and choose what she brings to the table, and she makes a point and then she moves on. And I have found out through the years that it's really difficult to argue by yourself. And for me, I just want to say that I think the biggest thing coming from a male perspective is watching the words that we speak. Sometimes men, we don't really think about how our words can be offensive and degrading. If the words we're saying, for example, if your wife burns the toast and you get up every morning to burnt toast, you want to say, well, every morning you burn the bleep toast. Well, that's not necessarily going to get you better toast. What's going to get you better toast is you can say you don't like burnt toast, but you can say it in a way that's not degrading. You can say, well, honey, you know, could you please cook my toast half the time? You know, I think you do a great job cooking, but just cook mine half the time that you normally cook the toast. Well, you said the same thing, but it's not going to be received as offensive and degrading. And one of the ways I feel, and I truly believe, if you want to stop the arguments in your relationship, you have to watch the way and the words that you communicate to your partner. Positivity brings positive results. Negativity brings negative results. And that's what you got to do if you want to cut the arguments. Like my wife said, pick and choose, and then pick and choose your words. So
I agree.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So here's the next question. This question is about longevity. And what do you think has been one of the main reasons we've been able to make it 16 years of marriage? What is the secret? Maybe it's not a secret, but what is something that you feel has enabled your success for the long term?
Well, I would definitely have to say I enjoy being with you. And I feel like we're really like best friends. And when your spouse is your best friend, you tend to enjoy each other's company a whole lot more than just feeling obligated to do things because you're married. I would also say that being with the right person is relevant, because this has been sustainable in our marriage. I totally believe you're my soulmate. And when you have a soul tie to someone, you cannot break that. And so enjoying each other's company, enjoying each other's friendship, just being in love, and still 16 years later, I'm still in love. And that makes it fun to still be married. I oftentimes feel like we're still at the beginning stages of our dating, even with 3 kids later. So just keeping the spark, enjoying one another's company, being able to talk through situations, positively encouraging each other, and even when one is weak, just being there to comfort each other. And I think that we give off that energy to each other to make this whole thing work. It's a give and take. It's not an 80-20. It's not a 90-10. It's really 50-50. We give and give to each other equally. And so definitely being with the right person, you can have a sustainable relationship. And also being friends first, just really enjoying each other's company, I would say, has been God's plan for us to be together, and enjoying our marriage has been why I believe we're still together 16 years later.
Well, I definitely say that, and I have to tell you this story. I remember I saw my wife, we moved into the same apartment complex, and I saw my wife get into her car, and I left a note on her car. I remember it was a Sunday morning. Some hours went by. I didn't know why so many hours went by, but it was like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. She called me on the phone, and I never forget, I was in a dollar store, a real cheap dollar store, buying a $1 mop. So the phone rang and she called me, and I don't even remember buying or paying for the mop. I don't remember driving all the way back to my apartment, because we were on the phone and we were talking, and we probably talked 7, 8 hours, 9, 10. I don't know. We talked a long time, and it seemed like 5 minutes had went by. And for whatever reason, we've not stopped talking since.
Amen.
And it's very natural. It's very easy to talk to my wife. And it's just because it fits. it just it shouldn't have to be work. It should be very, very easy, very natural. And that does go to part of the what she said. You got to be sure you're with the right person. Because if it's disastrous from the beginning, just being real, and I think everybody would appreciate honesty, and I think you need to hear honesty. If it's disastrous from the beginning and it's hell and it's not working and you're struggling and you giving all and you being belittled and you being degraded and it's horrible, but you feel like, oh, because it looks good on the outside, or because it looks good to other people, or because it's financially helping me at this time, I'll just endure it, then you're in it for the wrong reasons. And those reasons do not provide or sustain a lasting relationship. One of the main things and one of the main reasons why I can say we've made it 16 years has been because it's not work. I don't have to work to talk to my wife. I don't have to work to communicate. It just comes naturally. It's not burdensome. It's not a problem. It's very easy. It's very natural. For whatever reason, she thinks she knows me better than I know myself. And sometimes it's true, because I have to ask her, how am I doing today? She'll tell me. Mm-hmm. Or I'll wake up in the morning, she's like, what's wrong with you? And then she knows how to deal with me. So to keep it real, go ahead.
I just want to add a little to what you're saying in the sense of this work thing. It's easy when you're friends and you have a good bond, but you do have to put work into it to maintain. So I don't want our listening audience to be confused and think that it's always going to be peaches and cream. No, it's not. Marriage is a work, and you have to devote your time, your energy, your emotions, your everything to make it work. But when you're doing that, you'll find pleasure in working, kind of like working out, you know, even though it burns the muscles, you putting in the time and the discipline, the results are really good. So you don't really, you know, lose the thought of, oh, this is hurting, oh, this is burning you, like, oh, I'm gonna look so good in the end. And I think when you're investing in your marriage and you're working on it because you love that person, it's gonna have the right results. So people don't think that you don't have to work at being married, because you will have to work at. I just want to add that 2 cents.
You got to work and not going crazy. No, I'm kidding. Here is, y'all, this is the main reason why we're doing this. Here is the final question. It's the reason why we're putting this together. The question is, what do you feel the state of marriage and relationships are in America? I hope you don't mind me jumping first in this, because it's when I look at marriage and relationships, I feel like it's at a 911 crisis. I look at the divorce rate, it's very high. I look at the relationships, a lot of people are having a lot of issues in their relationships. And for the fact of the matter is, there is some things, there is some principles, there is some, I even want to say there is some biblical principles that just sustain marriage, that just makes it work. Because we have to look at, where did it come from? Where did it start? Where did it originate? And that's what we're going to do in this podcast. We're going to go back and we give real answers, and we're just going to go where it started. What happened? How did the first relationship get together? What happened? What do we expect? And just how do we make it today? So my thing is, when I look at relationships today, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that people don't want to be committed. People want to just have fun and do things and procreate without having commitments. And I will say this one thing, and then I'm going to pass the mic. I feel, and I speak for men, men too many times are using relationships to get what they want. And so many times I feel people fall victim. Men want their desires fulfilled and they nice and they're sweet and they put this big old show on too many times, and people are hurt because they're just after using and getting what they want. Not all guys, but it's a lot going on. Probably because society and social media and entertainment portrays this picture of get what you want. And there is not a lot of give and commitment and sacrifice and being faithful and true. That's what long-term relationships are built upon. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Well, I think, let me go back to the question, the state of marriages today. I really believe we are in a microwave state. You can get in and out of relationships so easily. And, you know, the laws make it so convenient to get married and to get divorced. And I feel that Americans take advantage of those policies and procedures in place. We're not a traditional nation anymore. We've lost a lot of our core values. Women are definitely more independent, and they're working and trying to provide for homes and take care of families. And so with a lot of independence, they feel there's not as great a need to depend on their husbands to make everything work, as in the old days, in tradition days, like Leave It to Beaver and the Huxtables. So I think that the reason we're in such a state of emergency is because the value has changed. If you don't feel appreciated or needed in a marriage, then why are you in it? Which takes me back to that friendship level. When you're with your friend, you know, and you have friends, some people have lasting friendships longer than marriages because the foundation is set. And I think in marriages, a lot of times people lust. My son said this so good the other day. He said people enjoy being in love that they don't love anymore. And so we get into the state of wanting to be in love and follow what everybody's doing, that we lose the love factor, because love is unconditional. What happens if you lose a limb, or you get struck with cancer, or you lose a job, or, you know, anything in life hits you and your spouse? Do they stay with you, or do they leave because, you know, their love is so conditional? And in the old days, you found more loyalty. And so I would say we're in this emergency state because of our values and where we place priorities and emphasis. If many times when women feel like they can do it on their own, then they feel there's no need for a man or a spouse to help them achieve, you know, their goals. So I encourage everybody out there. I think we're all seeking to be in love, but more importantly, seek to be loved and seek to give love. And in order to receive it, you have to give it. And it should be unconditional. When you say you love someone, it shouldn't be based on anything but just pureness of your heart. And you stay loyal and be with the right person, and you will see the fruit of it in the future as you go through things together and you grow. And then your children will understand this is marriage. This is what it's supposed to be. Through thick or thin, ride or die, you're together. And so that's why I feel we're in a state of emergency in America, pretty much, with our marriages, because we've lost the value of being married.
Well, absolutely. Well, these were our three questions. We wanted to kick it off. We wanted to kind of hit some broad topics, but let you know that this is where we are. These are some things. This is what we want to see. We want to see people have a good relationship and good marriage going forward. And you all can reach us at our website, William and Karenia Hornbuckle. Well, that's our names, but our website is hornbuckles.org. HORNBUCKLES.org. And you can find this podcast on Spotify, on Apple iTunes, and on our website. And also, if you want to email us questions, because we want to read your questions, we want to answer your questions. If you have a specific question you want answered, email us at info@hornbuckles.org, and we will either respond to you, or we may actually talk about it on our podcast and actually give answers so everybody can hear and enjoy. But thank you for taking time to hear this podcast.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the next one. All right. Bye-bye.